Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast.
Hey there, ladies and gents, and welcome to this episode of the Sophisticated Property Investment Podcast with me, your host, Frank Flegg. This episode is focused on high net worth individuals because I think a lot of people have misconceptions about people with money. I've sat down with three clients in the last month who have net worths of between 5 and 10 million sterling. And I don't think a single one was achieving a return of higher than 5% cash on cash annual return on investment before tax. And there's very good reasons for it. And these are intelligent people who have clearly done a phenomenal job of building wealth. Largely, they have done it, not entirely, but largely they've done it through property. Property's been a big component of it. Without a lot of knowledge and a lot of skill and a lot of application of that skill and knowledge, it's hard to get high return on investments from your money. They've benefited from capital growth over time, in addition to those low cash on cash return on investments. They have done the right thing and put money into property, which is great for their long-term wealth. So they've done everything right in terms of preserving their wealth and growing it in a traditional manner. And some of them have started doing sophisticated deals, and so they might have 5% of their net worth now in deals that are earning them 20% to 50%, which is great. But the bulk of their money is not earning them sophisticated returns. And the reason I mention that is because I sit down with a lot of clients who don't have high net worths like that. Some of my clients have net worths of 100 grand, £1 million, etc. And when you take your own home out of that, you know, it's even less. When you're dealing in tens of thousands of pounds, it's, I think, a lot easier to get high returns on your money because there's less of it to manage. So if you're buying below market value property, refinancing, then going again, that's relatively easy to do with a 100, 200, 300,000 pound pot because it's not many BMV properties to buy. If you're doing that with a 3 million pound pot, that's a lot harder because that's a lot of BMV properties to buy. Now, interestingly, I think it gets easier because you can buy more expensive properties, but being able to find more expensive properties and negotiate them. We're buying a building at the moment where it's valued at 3.1. We're buying it for 2.275, which is an £825,000 discount. So you can buy below market value on big properties, but I think the perception is they're harder to find. I'm not sure they are. I think they're easier to find personally. The perception is they're not around and that they're hard to find. The reason I share this is because people with high net worth or large amounts of money, I think in some respects are more motivated to get those funds invested at a high rate of return. And so if you're sat there and you don't have millions in the bank, my encouragement to you is go find people who do and then help them to get a really good return on that money. The best way of doing that, by the way, is to cut them in on a deal and say, look, I've got this really good deal. It requires this much money. The return is 50%, 60%, 100%. Money in now, money out in 12 months. I'll split the returns with you. So they're getting a 25, 30%, 50% return, and you're making money for no financial investment. There are a lot of people that if you present them with a deal where that works, they would go for it. They would do that deal all day long. And so recognizing that there is a pain there, that it's hard for people to get their money into high returning green property investments is a useful thing to realize, because once you realize that, now you are providing a service. So just like we provide a service to our motivated vendors, we provide a solution to them. We're also providing a service to our finance investors who are putting money into our deals. So that's the first realization to share, and has really been brought home to me over the last, as I say, last few weeks, just because of the conversations I've been having with clients, but also non-clients, so prospective clients. The other experience that I want to share with you is we've kicked off quite an extensive marketing campaign. I was actually reflecting last night. I've probably spoken to more motivated vendors in the last week than I have done for years. Well, yesterday I spoke to 5 motivated vendors. I had Zoom calls booked with 5 motivated vendors, and that's after they've had a phone call, a telephone fact find with my team, and my team have judged that it's worthy of me having a 30-minute Zoom call with them. My team sit in to stay abreast of the transactions. We send letters before the Zoom call, letters after the Zoom call. I would anticipate that 2 or 3 out of the 5 will go ahead from yesterday. A lot of conversations with motivated vendors at the moment, and that's deliberate. We're doing a lot of marketing at the moment. It's a really, I was going to say buoyant market. Well, it is for us, but it's not. It's a really depressed market, which is why there are so many motivated vendors, which is why we're having so many conversations with motivated vendors, so many telephone fact finds. And the reason I mentioned that is one of them was with a Canadian prospective vendor. And on this podcast, I've spoken about my plan to buy a farm. And the very, very, very interesting part of this is I have never been more focused on buying my farm. I've got a list on my phone of all the monetization strategies. I've talked about them on the podcast. I am really excited about it. Not desperate to do it. Not going to do it before the right time. It's a slow play. It'll be very, very, it might be the most profitable deal I ever do, buying a farm, but it will be a decades plural investment and will be a very slow burn. So my goal was to do it before I'm 50, which gives me 9 or so years. So if that's the case, I'm thinking about it a lot, and I find it, I'm a bit of a geek like this. I find it very exciting to think about deals. I do it a lot of my time off. I went away to Centre Parks on the weekend, and I was thinking, they have nailed this. Like, they have taken a bit of woodland. It was the one in Sherwood, so it's in the forest. And they've taken a bit of woodland, which is probably less than £10,000 sterling per acre. And they have built just tons and tons of value. And what they've done very effectively is when people are there, they monetize everything. So if you think of per square foot, they've got more than one Starbucks concession. So Starbucks will be renting that from them, or they'll have a Starbucks franchise, whichever way they've structured it. Very high pounds per square foot per day return on woodland that they've just built a coffee shop on. They've got Bella Italia, Las Iguanas, loads of restaurant concessions because people are there, and because they charge so much money to have people there. I don't think it's particularly cheap. I think it's very expensive. We were there for 4 nights. Very expensive, given that you're basically living in a mobile home. Yes, it's a mobile home without wheels, but it's basically a mobile home. It's a little. My son called it a shack. I'm not sure Centre Parks would like it to be called a shack, but these are cheap, really cheap, temporary accommodation, really. They're not standard construction. I think they're timber frame. In fact, I was trying to work out how much it would cost, and I was with some property guys. So I was thinking 3 families and two of the dads, the other 2 dads were both involved in property, and we were talking about how much we reckon to build one of these shacks, a little 2-bedroom shack that we were staying in. And I was at about 40, and I think they range from 40 to 50K to build one. And they might have 1,000 of those, which, yes, is a huge capital investment, but I reckon they're probably getting 100% return on those per annum just from people staying there. But they're selling drinks to everyone. They've got a shop there. You go and stand in the woods and you hire a laser gun and you're paying for a 45-minute session of paintballing but with lasers. You can hire a bike, £10 a day to hire a bike. You can do quad biking. You can hire a badminton court. You go to the arcade. Everything is generating income at a much, much, much higher rate than you would from growing trees and cutting them down every 20 years. And of course, they've got huge costs associated with that revenue. But really interesting way of doing it.
You're listening to the Sophisticated Property Investing Podcast with Frank Flegg. If you enjoy this content, why not follow Frank's TikTok, where you'll get loads of bite-sized investing tips. Just search TikTok for Frank Flegg. That's Frank, FLEGG.
So I was just sat there, like, literally working out how much I thought it would cost to build Centre Parks from scratch and thinking, how could you build this in increments using revenue from the park? So if you started with 10 of these little chalets, what would you give people? And they do it very cleverly. They cut lakes or little ponds and they place them. So I was thinking, right, you dig a pond and then you'd put 10 chalets around it, and then what would people need as a minimum to come to it, and you could start to grow from there. So very interesting. So I've definitely set my RAS on that, and I've spoken about setting your RAS on previous episodes. So I've set my RAS and I'm thinking about that a lot. I'm thinking about all the monetization strategies. Lo and behold, the next week, so that was last weekend, and then yesterday I had a call with a vendor in Canada who has 350 acres in Canada that he owns with planning permission for a resort, which is basically exactly what Centre Parks is, which is the coincidence is uncanny, and some of you will read more into that. But is that part of God's plan? Is that the law of attraction working? You know, this hasn't been a 5-minute plan for me. This has been a goal for probably about 2 years. The formulation of the plan has probably been about 2 years. And so when I'm chatting to this guy, rather than going, do you know what, it's a long way away, 5 hours time difference, I'm not interested, thank you. Rather than that, I gave the guy time of day. I listened to it. By investing in it, you can actually get Canadian citizenship as well. So I was thinking, well, that would be an interesting passport to have, quite a powerful passport as a bonus, as a layer of icing on the deal. The guy's not done anything with the land. He's owned it for about 20 years, not done anything with it for about 12 years. He's in his 60s and he recognizes that he probably needs someone a bit younger to take this and run with it. And I was thinking, well, actually, I could take this and run with it. Now, the disadvantage is it's in Canada. That's not great. Would I prefer it in the UK? Yeah, I'd love 350 acres in the UK. But what I said to him was, look, not going to put money into this. So you're not going to get a payout now. But what I will do is I'll put my time, I'll put my expertise, and I'll put my team into this. And we will start to monetize it now, and you'll get an income from it on a joint venture basis. And he said, yeah, I'm interested in that. Because he's not doing anything else with it, right? He's just sat there for 12 years and COVID's got in the way and his life has not gone to plan, etc. And he's sat on a ton of land with planning permission. So it isn't very speculative. It's pretty robust for no return. And so if I had asked you half an hour ago, before you started listening to this podcast, what is the chances of getting a no money down deal on 350 acres of land in a Western country? Most people in the world would say, oh, it's not possible. But it is possible. It absolutely is possible. Now, this guy's going to want to know my inside leg measurements before he goes ahead. He's not going to do it speculatively. But I'm over 20 years younger than him. I do have a lot of experience and knowledge and could probably help a lot with getting this over the line. Now, it's going to be a long burn. It's going to be at least a decade or two, but well worth exploring. And that's all I've done. I've just thought to myself, what's the chance of this coming off? Probably 1 in 1,000 at the moment. Although the guy's going to post a hard copy pack of all the plans and designs, etc. He spent I think he said a couple of million on it so far, Canadian dollars. So that's 1.75 Canadian dollars to a pound. So maybe £1 million sterling. And this is the thing. I didn't know that 24 hours ago. I didn't know the exchange rate with the Canadian dollar. I didn't know how easy or hard it was to fly to Canada. But I spent 20 minutes after I finished my day's work yesterday just looking at flights to Canada so that I could work out how easy or hard it was to get there. So I now know that it's 750 quid to get there in with a week's notice return. And I thought, oh, that's not too bad. It's not that long a flight either. I thought it might be longer. It's not to this part of Canada. Maybe it's got legs. The biggest risk. If it's no money down, you might think, well, there's no risk. But there absolutely is risk. Everything has a cost. And the biggest risk of this deal is actually distraction. Distraction from making money now in the UK. But if you treat it as if it's a 1 in 1,000 chance, and if I limit my time on it to 15 minutes a week, I can't really lose. And then obviously, as it progresses, it will either get more likely to complete or less. If it gets less, then I'll just knock it on the head and say, actually, it's not for me. But if it gets more likely to complete, then actually, great. I'll invest more time in it. But my point with this, it's not really about buying a resort. Like, the planning permission is for a golf course and water features, etc. And which is remarkably like Centre Parks. They don't have golf courses, but remarkably like Centre Parks. The point isn't about resorts, and it's not about high net worth individuals not being sophisticated necessarily. The point is, these opportunities are all around us. That came from a single email to a Strategic Alliance Partners database. That was it. One email. And because the guy's so motivated, he picked up the phone. All of those Zoom, and they're not really telephone fact finds and they're not really help visits, but all of those Zoom conversations with motivated vendors yesterday had all come from Strategic Alliance emails. Because we know that if we target landlords at the moment, many of them are wanting to offload property. And so my challenge to you, or my question to you, is how are you capitalizing on the current environment? How much marketing are you doing for motivated vendors? How many conversations are you having with prospective below market value vendors, prospective control now, pay later vendors? If you're not in double digits a month, so if you're not speaking to at least 10 vendors a month, 10 fresh vendors a month, then you're not making the most of this opportunity. This opportunity, I reckon we've got for about 15 months. And so if you're not getting marketing out there, if you're not marketing, and by the way, marketing doesn't have to cost money. It's the easiest it's been for over a decade to market for motivated vendors. And so what is actually holding you back from marketing? There's nothing other than, as Dolph DeRue says, the real estate between your ears. Other than your psychology. I'm running 3-day masterclasses this year. I'm putting the first one in July. If you would like to come along to that, minimal cost. You basically cover the cost of your day delegate rate. If you'd like to come along and spend 3 days in a room with me learning how to do marketing to motivated vendors, learning how to speak to these vendors to do exactly these deals that I'm doing right now, then get in touch. We'll get you booked on. The team will book you on, and you can spend 3 days in a room. We're going to run it virtually and in person in July. And that can be your springboard to doing these deals. That can be your springboard to transforming your net worth, transforming your property investments. Until next time, happy investing.
Sophisticated Property Investing. Make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing now.